Blog Talk Radio.
You obviously do not know who you are fucking with!
Hey, yo, what's up, Sand City? Hey, it's your boy, Cass. We had a little technical difficulties, but welcome to Sand City Radio. This is your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Inconspicuous by his absence, Father Time. So, just me solo. And by me being solo, that means I'm going to sit back, I'm going to kick it, I'm going to have some fun. And to y'all people who just coming on the show, you don't know no better.
You obviously do not know who you are fucking with.
All right, so on that note, we're going to go into a song right quick. Be right back and have a little fun when we get back.
From nature.
You looking real good, baby. Yes, you is. I just want you to know I had a wonderful time this evening. Yes, I did. Feel fortunate to be. I guess this is the part of the story where we tell each other good night. Nah. How about this? How about I break all the rules? Tell you what I really did think that day.
Girl, you got a big old laugh and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want. Sexy motherfucker, you acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rocked, oh my God. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and clean them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
Good pussy will bring the freak out you. But if you eat it and don't get cheated, the first offer beat the brakes off. No sense to half-stepping. Get serious, get the titties sucking like cut rubbing and ass grabbing. I eat that pussy ass backwards. A screw strokes with his long warm tongue should make that pussy calm. So much for round one. I spend a whole round two and back of you. Sticking moves, sticking moves.
You got a big old laugh and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting up, oh my God. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
I need a real man, I'm sick of playing with little boys. I'm trying to explore more like hot oils and sex toys. I can't keep faking. Man, I'm so backed up and I can't eat, I can't sleep. My knees weak and my feet shaking. I need a real nigga to come save me. One who pamper me and bathe me and make me wanna swallow his baby. Talk that thug shit while he fuck me crazy. From the back or in the bus, I'm like, fuck me, baby, fuck me, baby.
You got a big old laugh and bold face and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rocked, oh my God. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
All that matters is I can get you wetter and suck you, fuck you better than any other nigga can. I specialize in multi-orgasms, get rid of back spasms and do it all without Viagra. I'll fuck you all night, make you sleep all day, treat you to breakfast then eat you for breakfast. I know, baby, I'm so unselfish, but you love it and besides, I'm a freak, so I can't help it. All I need is an old slow song, one cold shot of Patron to see you walk around me in a thong. And it'll be on before the chorus come back on. You'll be leading and I'll be ad-libbing and we'll be singing our damn song. And just like the first time we made each other calm, when we sucked and fucked each other and taste each other calm. No soul alive can erase what we've done, and all our hardest sticky memories is stuck with me permanently.
Girl, you got a big old laugh and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rocked, oh my God. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Never even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
Thank you.
what's up, y'all? Welcome to Sin City. Yeah, I kind of changed it up a little bit. I did something a little crazy. I'm pretty sure that nobody want to hear that long-ass intro that we got, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to change it a little bit. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling, I'm chilling. Liquor store, what's up, honey?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Damn, you sound real happy. Damn, man. I got to say this. If you're coming on the show with a depressed attitude, you got to stop that. This is the whole purpose of the show. Leave your depressed attitude behind for the next hour and a half.
You know what I mean? I'm hoarse. I'm not depressed. I'm hoarse.
Well, shit, ain't nobody tell you to take put it all the way down your throat.
Shut up.
So you're only 102 pounds soaking wet with boots on. I don't know why you be thinking you can take it all the way down there. Just trying to show out, huh?
Hey, I never ran from a challenge.
I hear you. So check this out, y'all. I was told that men only say I love you strictly for the pussy. That's what I heard. I heard that we don't genuinely fall in love with women until after sex. So if we say we love you before sex, it's strictly just to get the pussy. Now hold on for y'all answer that. We got another caller calling in. This Miss Pimp. Hello, caller.
Girls and Pimps too. What's going on, Freddie?
What's going on?
Go on with your little speech, because I'm gonna chime in. Go on, do your thing.
Where did everybody go?
Well,
I'm still here.
Right. What happened?
I'm not here.
They're dead air.
I don't know what happened.
See, that's because a lot of Gary fall out his mouth. That's what that was.
Oh.
Hey, ladies.
I mean, I don't believe that's true, though. I think people can fall in love with each other without having sex first.
But at least if I heard him correctly, he said a guy was, if he says, I love you before getting the pussy, then that's strictly about pussy. But if it's afterwards, then, you know, then he probably is in love with her.
I don't know. I don't think it's true. I think people can fall in love. I think a guy can fall in love and not have sex with the woman first.
Where is our host?
Right.
Sin City Divas. Tonight. we told you y'all show wouldn't shit without us anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Is anybody on here familiar with the that lingerie place?
Janine, you talking about the voluptuous?
I want to say yes, that place.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Welcome back. And here is our host, Taz.
So I wasn't being heard, right?
No, you weren't.
At all.
Oh, I see. I accidentally hit the mute button. I hit the mute button on myself. God damn. I'm sitting here talking about...
You didn't hear us?
I could hear y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me.
Yeah, no, that's because you give the talk to shit to me first thing I ask the phone. That's why you muted yourself
on that. I'm sitting here going like, man, these motherfuckers, what the fuck is going on?
What were you saying?
Man, and y'all did say.
Well, you was talking about yourself being in love before the pussy or after the pussy. So go ahead and do your thing.
Now, here's what I was saying. I mean, that's what I was told. I was told that a man will not fall in love with you until after he'll tell you he loves you. But nah, he genuinely don't love you until after he fuck you. That's what I was told. I don't believe in that concept. I don't think that that's necessarily true. But I was told that today. I'm like, so let me. And you know, because it's like, why y'all got to say I love you just to get the pussy? Why you just can't be honest? I'm like, well, I believe some men. I ain't saying all men, but I believe some men genuinely do love the person.
I think little boys say I love you to get the pussy. But I think if a man is going to say that, I think he probably needs that.
I don't think that men spit out the L word without meaning it. I don't think that grown men, you know, there's no need. There's no need.
Why?
There's no need. I mean, and it's like, you know, once you do fall in love with a person, hell, either before or after sex, I mean, I don't agree with that. I don't think that men say that just to get the pussy. I don't agree.
I think it's hard for a dude anyway, a real man, I mean, a grown man, to say I love you anyway.
Whoa,
and especially without meaning.
Why is that?
Without
what makes
meaning?
Y'all think that it's hard for a man to say that?
I do. Because I'll speak for me. I think that certain men, you know, whether they have an issue with commitment or just having issues with getting in touch with his own feelings, and he just might not, you know, just put it out there that he's soft or, you know, they really don't know how to express themselves to say that to a woman. That's just my take.
I disagree with that. I really disagree with that one. I think that, I mean, if it's genuine and he feel it, I think he's going to say it. I don't think it's not the fact that, okay, I don't want to say it or I feel like I'm soft. Because, I mean, after a certain point in time, you know, we shed that skin. I mean, that might be the case when you're in high school and you got your little buddies around. But trust me, once we start getting pussy on a regular basis, we shed that skin pretty damn quick.
Yeah, but you might not say it. You might, you know, maybe not just for men, but you know, it's like I show it to you. You know it, but the words just, you know, on a daily basis or semi, whatever, you don't hear it like that. You know what I mean? Even just to get to that point, it's like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Well,
I can kind of agree.
I don't know. Once again, I don't know about that one. Because, I mean, now, granted, we may not say it as much. I feel like a woman may say it a little bit more than a man. But then again, y'all more sensitive than we are. But I don't think we're scared to say it at all.
At least not if you really feel it. If you really feel it,
right.
If it's genuine love, I don't think the man have a problem saying it. I ran into a situation where he would say it, but never to my face. It was always the message.
What do you do? Give you a cold message? Or
right. I'm with you on that. In the text.
Yeah.
You know, love you, Laura.
Yeah.
Hey, you. You know I am pointing at you.
Right. Hey, girl, you know.
There it is.
So, okay, with him saying that, did you really feel like he loved you?
Yeah.
That he just wouldn't say it to you?
Yeah.
I'm with you, girl.
How old were you?
Why is that relevant?
I mean, because I'm just curious because it's like I really feel like a person that's you know, like I said, when we're young, you know, we don't want our friends saying nothing, you know, oh, look at his old in love ass. So we might have a tendency to shy away from it when we're younger. But I think when you get older, like I said, I just truly believe you shed that skin. It's like, shit, it's not an issue for me to say I love you in front of somebody.
Well, that's your personal thing.
He was an older guy. He was established. He was grown up. He wasn't no kid. He was an adult.
You said he was established. What about you?
I say it all the time. I mean, I've never had a problem. I'm one of those people where
No. I'm saying you said he was established. He was an older guy. How old were you?
Grown.
Nah, what's grown?
In my 30s.
Oh, okay. Well, say that. I mean, you sounded like, well, shit, I was 19 and he was 42, but I was still grown.
Yeah, we're both adults. Fully grown-ass people.
I don't know. Okay, Jadine, what do you think?
I think crazy anyway. You say it too early, it's a problem.
Okay, what's too early?
I guess if I don't feel like we like that, then what are you saying that for?
Okay.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you can fall in love with somebody like that. I mean, depending on the time frame, you don't even know that.
Okay. Once again, and I'm saying, what's the time frame?
If you're telling me you love me in 6 months, you lying.
Really?
Why do you feel that way?
Oh, that's too cool. I don't think you can follow me. You don't even know me enough to say you love me like that. So you don't really love me because you haven't even gotten to know me. It takes way longer than 6 months to get to know somebody.
True indeed, but maybe they're at a point where at 6 months in, it's like, you know, there's potential to go further. And
yeah, and there is potential. He could care about me. He can, you know, I really enjoy spending time with you. I mean, there's a lot of caring things he can say. But, you know, some people just throw love out there like it's just another word. And to me, I don't feel like that. If somebody say it, then I want you to mean it. And it to be truly, for it to be truly, truly love. People just say love and they don't really mean it.
Okay, but now, hold on. I got to ask you this. Now, what if in my mind I truly felt like I loved you? I mean, now, if I came to you and I said it and you looked at me like, okay. You do know that now I'm finna look at you totally different, right?
Yeah.
And that don't bother you?
No.
Why not?
Wow.
Why would that bother me?
So that means you've never developed any feelings for me.
I mean, if I haven't told you I loved you, why would you say it first anyway?
So you feel like you want me to say it first?
I mean, somebody got to say it first if they feel that way.
Right.
I mean, but if I'm not giving you no hints and I'm not giving you any clues that I feel that way, why would you even say it?
Because that's how they feel, Mom.
That's how you feel.
That don't
mean I feel the same way.
So, okay, then you don't say it back, but that doesn't mean that they don't genuinely feel that way for you. Does it?
Okay.
No,
right.
He said, if I don't say nothing or look at him, what I'm supposed to say? Like just because you tell me you love me, I'm supposed to say it back?
No, maybe, or really?
Right,
or,
damn,
you know,
give me an or something. If you look at me, I swear to God, if you just look at me and tell my own, pass me the chips. Pass me the chips. Do you know what the fuck it took me to say this? And you were pass me the chips. Yeah, I'm going to have to kick your ass.
You have no good
sense. That's fucked up.
I mean,
I
6 months, he might feel like, you know, rises a sex on you. You know what I mean?
And
if he's got the courage to tell you that, it's not to say that you have to reciprocate it, but if he has the courage to tell you that, I mean, 6 months, anything happened, hell, he might want to throw a ring on your finger or something. You know, doesn't mean that it's not genuine. However, if you said 30 days, I've had this experience not too long ago, 30 days and tell me I love you, kind of get rocked. That's when you look at them like you got 20 heads.
Okay, so what do y'all say about the people who, like, get married, like, right away? Like just say you met Monday, you got married, you got engaged Tuesday, you got married Wednesday. I mean, of course, y'all know I don't mean that fast, but you know these fly by night weddings. Do y'all think that's doomed for failure?
I think it depends on the people. Some people are impulsive. Some people fall in love quickly, or rather, think they do. You know, I mean, see, it depends on the people, I guess. I personally would not.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't marry you in 6 months. I couldn't marry you in a year.
I couldn't. But I don't think that love doesn't know time. Your heart doesn't have a time code, you know what I'm saying, before it realizes that it cares for someone. Your heart don't know. Love doesn't know that it's only been 6 months.
Okay, I can go with that one. At the same time,
said what? Now I'm not talking about getting married inside of 6 months. I'm just talking about having, you know, how feeling for a person inside of 6 months.
Wait a minute, what did Janine just say?
That's that old puppy love.
Puppy love, damn. 40 years old, you going to still say a motherfucking puppy love?
That's what I said. That's what they used to call it back in the day.
Man,
that's that old puppy love. That shit ain't
going to last. You showed the heart on the puppy, man. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. It's too much goddamn work.
Yeah, that's what everybody said.
Man,
Still there.
I mean, so what if you said it in 6 months and then y'all got 6 more months behind that? I mean, is that still not long enough for you? Like, you know, he fell in love 6 months in, but now it's 6 months later, so y'all got a year invested. You know what I mean? How do you feel at that point?
I mean, it depends. Have we moved in together? You know, any new things I've seen. I don't think you can know somebody until you live with the person, honestly.
Okay, you know what? Now, that's a theory I can't agree with. Well, you know what? I think to a certain extent, I mean, like that 6 month shit, I say if y'all feeling like that, if he say I love you and you love him, well, y'all feel like y'all in love, yep, move in together after that 6 months. Then that next 6 months, let's see where y'all at. Because, I mean, you got to think about it. You probably got a lot of pet peeves that I'm like, okay, I didn't know this motherfucker do this.
You nigga be arguing because the motherfucker left his toothpaste top off the toothpaste.
And it, I swear to God, you argue with it.
You
fuck around. You be walking. You be walking in the house hearing some shit like this. Man, no, seriously, motherfuckers get like that though. I mean, we joking, but shit, that's serious shit. I done seen motherfuckers talking about, well, this motherfucker act like he can't put the motherfucker toothpaste cap back on it. Really? I'm like, so you really not nitpicking. You really feel like this is a real big issue.
Daddy, that is some petty shit.
I mean, because I'm not going to lie, I don't put the motherfucker back on. Mm-hmm. I get up in the morning, if it's on, it's on. If it's off, it's off. Fuck it, I don't care. As long as there's some toothpaste in there. Nah, you,
or,
hey, you
he,
get
or,
to look.
Or he leave crumbs everywhere he walk.
Yeah, that be me. That's me.
Crumb dropper.
I will walk through the house and eat a sandwich and be like, oh shit, I done dropped some shit. Oh, okay. I'm not lying. I am. I do have slob tendencies. I'm not gonna lie. I will drop some shit in a heartbeat. Now my intent be to pick it up, but shit. Yeah, I get it. Miss Pimp, could you live with me if I was like that?
No.
Not
gonna do it.
And why not?
I can't deal with that.
Cause ain't nobody trying to zip lock the house behind your ass, dropping crumbs and shit. Now we gotta get loose. Now we gotta get
followed with the vacuum.
You know.
She follow you with the vacuum and the broom.
Right.
With that little, little dust buster, that little handheld.
You know what? I'd put you on chore detail. We'd have chore details.
Chore detail.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. What kind of chore detail?
I mean, you might be sweeping the vacuum in the floors, you know.
I don't do that.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
I don't click.
See, there's a thing called the art of negotiation. You would.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. Especially if we got kids, I'm not clicking up shit.
What, you got robots now?
You said what?
I said, that fool, you got robots now?
Do I got robots?
Remote controls, little maids.
Shit, am I paying for their food and shelter and everything else? Yeah, I do.
I completely agree. I refuse to wash a dish, and I have a 15-year-old son. I refuse to wash a dish or take out the trash. I refuse. I won't do it.
See, that's different. That's different. We're talking about a grown man, the kids in the house. And you drop it, and you expect the kids to pick it up. That's kind of bogus.
You or the kids, it don't matter. Either or.
Oh, we would have a problem. We would have a problem.
So what you actually think? You think I'm gonna get up and actually clean up this house, and you sitting right here? No.
Oh, yeah, we'd have a problem.
I'm serious. Hey, shit. I mean, I'm not washing no dishes. I'm not doing that. I'm not. It all depends how I like.
You eat though, right? See, the rule with me, if I cook, you're going to wash the dishes.
No, I'm not.
Notice I said if I cook. Because I will go on strike in a minute.
Okay, shit, man. I got to tell you, I'm not. You can go on strike all you want. as long as it ends by the time I get hungry.
Wow. She said you'll be at McDonald's.
Right.
Motherfucker.
No, I'm not, and I'm not eating McDonald's every motherfucking day.
Oh, this motherfucker, this McDonald's open 24 hours. I will sit here all fucking night.
You gonna get tired of it because you ain't cooking me nothing to eat? You ain't gonna cook me nothing to eat? Hey, I'm hungry.
Let me get you.
That's the wrong thing.
You say you should have thought about that when you spilled Miracle Whip on the couch the other day, nigga.
That's right. That's still sitting there waiting for you to pick up.
We're going to have a nasty-ass house.
Mm-mm.
I guess. Yeah.
So she could come home from a hard day of work just like you did, and if the house is a mess, you'll sit there and play the game or watch TV while she clean up. You ain't going to look the same to do nothing. You're not going to help.
How many kids we got? How many kids we got?
We don't have no kids.
Two.
We don't have no kids. It's just me and you.
Oh, shit. You gotta work that into your regimen.
What?
Ain't that about a blimp?
I'm gonna need.
Let me ask you. Ooh, baby, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sydney.
I was just gonna say I'm gonna need for him to throw a. Nah, I'm just playing in there. Or, I mean, are you serious?
I ain't playing.
So what is your role? I mean, what is your role?
Go to work and pay the bills. That's it.
And give you good dick.
Wow.
That's all that's it.
What else is there?
So
yeah, you would be home alone.
No, I wouldn't.
Washing clothes, you're not gonna at least, you know what I'm saying? I done folded your shit up. You just gonna dig it out the basket every day. You're not gonna put it up.
Put it up? Why you would already? If you done folded up and you done got that far, why you ain't put it up? Why you ain't put it up?
What?
Hold on. Oh my God. So you're not wanting no bath water? You're not preparing food for when the family comes home or whatever. I mean, you just there, laying tight. That's it.
If you tell me to take some chicken out, yeah, I do that.
Okay,
oh my God.
But I work late.
If you tell me to take some chicken out, yeah, I do that.
But I work late tonight, and you was off today. You're not going to fix the chicken?
What?
I said I worked late tonight, and you was off today. You're not going to fix the chicken?
Nope.
Oh, hell no.
There'll
be an attitude malfunction all through that house.
I will go to Red Lobster and sit down and make me a bomb-ass motherfucking meal. Won't come home and do shit.
Right?
He'd be like, baby, I'm hungry. I'd be like, oh, I'm not. I just had a steak and some lobster tail, nigga, some shit, some Butter Bay biscuits.
Okay, let's be honest. All bullshit aside, you call and you say some shit like, I mean, you come home and you say some shit like that, where do you think that's going to land in you?
I'll be full wherever I land, okay, and you'll be hungry.
No, you may be full, but you're gonna be hurt than a motherfucker when I throw your ass up over that damn counter.
You ain't shit. Ain't shit. I find it very hard to believe that if you're off and your woman has worked all day, that you won't cook a meal. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I'm not.
So
then
you know what? We got to go back to the initial whole thing of what he said. He said that something about saying that he would love somebody before or after the pussy. So now that you are in this whole situation, where's love? Because I'm not hearing that. None of that.
Because I don't cook, that don't mean I don't love you. Come on, now.
You don't cook, you don't do shit.
I do
you got past the 6 month time and just said, fuck it.
All right, so let me ask you this. if, let's just say, I'm not home yet, okay, and it was one of them nights I work late. You was hungry. You got up and fixed you a sandwich. Would you fix me a sandwich, too? Or would I just have to come home and be hungry?
Did you eat before you got home?
That nigga had to think about it.
Did you eat before you got here? Or did you, how many restaurants you passed?
Oh,
ooh, you ain't shit. You are not shit. You hear me? And from now on, you
home alone.
When I call the show, I'm going to be like, what's up, ain't shit? That's you, okay?
You know what? Look here. Let me tell y'all something. This is how I was raised up. I was raised up in a household where my mama cooked. My mama did. She cleaned. You know what I'm saying? My old man, I mean, he went to work. He came home. I mean, before that, I lived with my grandparents. It was the same scenario. My grandfather came home. He had to have his slippers. Had his slippers. And now that was my
job. Oh, God.
Okay, but you know what? That's slightly different because I'm willing to bet Grandma didn't work. You know, if Grandma
was
she
worked too. My grandma, okay. And all actuality, my grandmother was a maid.
So she got to go to work and be a maid and come home. Well, you know what? I'm too talking to you.
And you know what? And my grandmother, and I never heard a complaint about it. I never heard any complaints. And
wow,
I mean,
she call everybody a bitch. That's why. Everybody is a bitch. That's why.
What you mean everybody's a bitch?
Didn't you say your grandmama calls everybody a bitch or a hoe?
No, no, not that grandma. Not that grandma.
Oh, not that grandma. Oh, okay.
Not that.
That's why. That's not everybody's
nah,
a bitch.
No, that's Shotgun Mary right there. Hold on. While you're bullshitting, for all the bitches and motherfuckers that they called each other, shit, my granddaddy didn't get up and cook no damn dinners. He didn't do shit. I mean, he went to work every day. He came home. She might have told him, "Here, bitch, your clothes iron." You might have called him a bitch and told him his clothes was ironed, but his clothes was ironed every day. You know what I'm saying? His coffee and his toast and his egg, that was there every day. So?
See, that's that old grandparents' love. That's what that was. We on something else.
My parents was the same way. I mean, my parents didn't call each other bitches and motherfuckers, but My mother, she was the provider. I mean, I ain't going to say the provider, but she took care of the house. She did. I mean, you know, shit. She was the one.
But was she home or she was working and she took care of the house?
My mother, and you know what? And I'm going to tell you, my mother, when I was younger, my mother was going to school. She was going to school. She was going to school for culinary arts. She was going to school to learn to be a cook. So, I don't know, maybe it was the fact that she was going to school and she come home and prepare these dishes for us. But now, granted, I will say this. She did teach me. I never said I can't cook. She did teach me how to cook. She taught me how to cook a lot of things, you know. But at the same time, it's like, okay, if I got to cook and I got to clean and I got to do all this, and I know I'm finna hear it. I know I'm finna hear it.
Pick your mouth.
But if I got to cook and I got to clean and I got to do all this, what the fuck I need you for?
Well, it's so different. It's no different for a woman. If I got to cook, clean, and jack my legs up before you, what the hell? What are you here for?
You just said the magic word.
What are you doing?
The last one.
Uh-uh. That's a want. That's not a need.
What's not a need?
Well.
Huh?
That's The sex part.
Shit.
No, hold on. I'm fucking with y'all about just sex, but no, I'm serious about the witch. I'm not cooking. I'm sorry, I'm not cooking, and I'm not washing no clothes, and I'm not washing no dishes. I'm not doing it.
So you gonna pick up the living room?
You say what?
You gonna pick up the living room if there's shit all over the place?
Hell no, that's what I got kids for.
I am through fucking with you.
I ain't no free rides. You little motherfuckers ain't gonna sit here all night. You sit here
you
all day.
Free ride?
How am I getting free
for
ride?
For real, what are you teaching? How are you teaching kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man.
Shit, my daughters then was cooking at 9 years old. They was learning.
Okay.
So, I mean, what? Now, my thing is this. They know how to cook. They know how to get out there. They know how to get a job. They know how to do everything that they need to do. I'm not telling them that they got to depend on no man, because they don't. But my thing is this.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you everything under the sun. I'm trying to give my kids everything. And for the most part, I probably fucked up when I did that, because these little spoiled motherfuckers now think that I'm still supposed to get them everything under the sun. I got a call today telling me, okay, you know, I need you to put me in driver's ed. Okay, fine, I'll put you in driver's ed. She said, now, you know, after driver's ed, I need a car. You need a car. Yes, I have to have a car. I'm like, really? You got to have a car? This motherfucker's going to tell me, well, my original was a Chrysler 300, but I guess for now my starter car could be a PT Cruiser. Your starter car could be a PT. How about a Pinto? And I mean, but at the same time, she's telling me, I mean, y'all got it. I wish I taped it. I wish I could have taped it. She had a hell of a, I said, you actually sat out and thought about this. She had a hell of an argument. Eddie, my grade point average is, I'm almost at a 4.0, and by next report card, I'll be at a 4.0. I'm finna start working. I mean, she had it all down packed. But now, me,
that's
then
called the art of negotiation.
Right,
you know what she's doing.
My thing is this. I can't buy her a car and not buy my other kids a car. Like I told her, the oldest one, she didn't get a car. Now, I told her, now this is what I told her. Now, y'all tell me if I'm wrong. I told her, I said, well, let's do this like this. You got a sister that's a year older than you. You know, of course, I can't buy her a car and not buy her a car. So I'm like, now, what I could do is buy y'all a car and y'all can try to share the car. She like, no, we don't get along to the point where we can share a car. Well, y'all need to try to negotiate some type of deal. Now, was I wrong for that?
Nah, but you knew that wasn't going to happen, so you already, that was the plan already.
Right. And there you have it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to buy those two cars. Now, the oldest one, you know, she kind of made her own bed, so she's laying in it now. But these two, I mean, they genuinely good kids. I mean, they daddy's girls. But, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, I teach them that, but at the same time, shit, they know how to fry chicken too. So I don't see nothing wrong with it.
It just goes, you know, by how you was raised. I was raised the exact same way, and I know people like, you know, don't think I'm that way, but I cook and clean. I don't expect my man to have to do nothing. Because that's how I was raised.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you know what? If that's what you know, I mean, you can't be mad at that.
I mean, that's just how, what I saw, you know, growing up. And my mother, majority of the time, she didn't work. She worked off and on, but hell, she was too busy having all them damn kids, so.
So he ain't had no other choice. He had to stay in the motherfucking job. Wait, mill worker? He had to work in the mill.
Yeah. So it was just, that's just, you know, she cooked breakfast. And he didn't even drive. So imagine she drove him everywhere he needed to go. Because he refused to drive.
That's a hell of a woman. You got to commit.
Yeah, you know
that's
crazy.
I'm not driving nowhere. But you know what? Here's something crazy. Because you know what? I remember you telling us that before. I remember you saying that before. But I have a partner. And it's crazy because he finally, you know, he's always been a single guy, but he finally met somebody and he got married. And he don't drive. So now his wife has to drive him everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they want to go out to dinner, she got to drive. If they going to go to the store, she got to drive. If it's a blizzard outside, she got to drive. And it's like,
yeah. Wow,
it's like,
he must feel really special.
Right. And but then at the same time, I be thinking, ain't that kind of a blow to your manhood? You know, because me personally, I feel like, I don't trust, and I guess I'm probably finna hear from this one too, but I don't trust too many women driving in the winter. So, yeah, I'm going, hey, you get your ass over on the passenger side. I'm driving. I'm going to fuck if it is your car. I'm driving.
Oh, my goodness.
But seriously, I mean, okay, now I'm going to ask Ms. Pimp. Ms. Pimp, we together. You drive. You drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you drive, but it's wintertime. Me and you together. Shit. We finna get in your car. What side do you go on? The driver's side or the passenger side?
The driver's side.
For what? What you going over there for? What you mean what I mean? Didn't you just hear what I said?
You said the operative word, my car.
I don't give a damn if it's your car. Did you hear what I said?
You said the operative word. We both go outside. We go to my car. I go to the driver's side.
No, you don't go to the driver's side unless I tell you I don't feel like driving. Other than that,
wrong answer. We got a problem. We have a grudge match every single night.
For what? I'm going to win at nighttime. I'm going to win.
Uh-uh. No, you will.
Once I finish doing what I'm doing, you're going to be like, okay. Okay.
You work that easy.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Dick drive this car.
Okay.
Last thing. Dick drives this car. I'm saying, all bullshit aside, but come on, man. You don't feel like that's like, you know, you telling him, go buckle your seatbelt. No, motherfucker, you buckle your seatbelt. If I got a headache, yeah. I don't feel good, yeah. But just randomly, we out for the, just go to the store, get your ass on the passenger side.
What? Digging now.
What? Wow. What's wrong with that?
If we was in your car.
What's wrong with you getting on the passenger?
No problem.
Huh?
I'll get straight on the passenger side in your car.
No. What's wrong with you sitting in the passenger side in your car?
If we was going somewhere, I don't know, to a club or whatever. No problem. I'm sitting my happiness right there, and I expect you to open that door for me, too. Make sure that I'm in the vehicle, tucked in safely, and then you can walk your happiness around to the driver's side, and we can proceed to wherever it is that we're going. Other than that,
No, see, you want too much. You want too much. You want me to treat you like a queen, but you treat me like a peasant? I ain't gonna treat
you
like a
No, I wouldn't treat you like a peasant. You would be treated like a king always.
You telling me to wash dishes, clean up, open your door. What the fuck should you treat me like a peasant?
No, I mean, I just think,
like,
you know, that is togetherness. That's teamwork,
no,
man.
That's
teamwork.
That's the boss bitch syndrome.
That's teamwork.
That's boss bitch shit coming out. That's what that is.
No.
I'm the boss bitch.
No.
I'm the boss bitch. Come on.
No,
you let it go.
I mean,
let that go.
If I'm going to take care of the house, I just expect certain things, and you got to play your part, too. You know, you just swinging dick. That's not enough for me. I require more. I require more.
You're telling me I got to do this stuff.
No, it's not that you have to do it. We're going to do it. We.
No.
There's no we and I or you.
How's it we?
We're going to do this. What do you mean, how is we? I mean, guys use the bathroom and piss all over the goddamn floor around the rim. And why should I be subjected to have to clean that shit? I tell you what. There's two bathrooms in here. Now, you can choose whichever one you want to do, but it's going to get done. By us. See? Listen how that sounds. Us. Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, so you think I'm going to go clean a bathroom, too?
Yes. The toilet and everything. Mm-hmm.
That's your freaking mind. Yes. No. I'm not. I don't clean toilets.
Okay. Okay.
Am I getting a check for this?
You have a problem, Houston. We would have a problem, Houston.
Fuck Houston. You call Obama. We got a big
problem. Oh, yeah. We got a problem, Houston.
You can call the National Guard, everybody else, because we got a damn big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
You have your own room. What you mean, what would I do?
What are you doing if I got to do all this?
No. I don't think you listen to anything that I said. It's not about you. It's the us thing. You know what I mean?
No,
I cook, you wash the dishes, vice versa. It's a teamwork thing. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know. It's
I'm
the
like
us
that.
Thing.
Hey, y'all
we
that.
Can
y'all
cook together,
that.
And we can clean up this kitchen together. It don't matter. But
y'all
you still would have some chores just as well as I would. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You gonna pick up a vacuum?
Commercial.
Oh.
Have y'all ever seen that insurance commercial with the old ladies on? And I think she totally misquoted Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And she put the pictures on the wall, and she be like, "I unfriend you." And she tell her, "It doesn't work like that. None of this works like that." No, that's how I'm gonna have to tell you, Miss Pimp. It don't work like that.
Mm.
None of this works like that. Mm.
Mm.
All right, listen. Mm-hmm. So you kind of quiet. What's your stance on this?
You know what? I'm too. I guess I'm fortunate because I'm lost words. I can't believe you. I really can't. I cannot believe you.
You can't believe
what?
So you?
I don't believe me either.
Your husband washes dishes? Your husband washes dishes?
He washes dishes. He washes clothes. He cooks. He cleans the bathroom. He vacuums. He mops. He does it all.
Thank you.
Because all of that. But what I get on the other side is he's an asshole. So I have an asshole who does housework. Because, I mean, shit, all of that is great. But the rest of this motherfucker is not so great. I mean, and if I could trade, if I could tell him, okay, look, you be nice, and I'll take care of the house, then I would do that.
So
I am just completely.
I cannot believe for one moment that if your woman has had a 12-hour work day and you've been off all day, that you won't have her to come home to a house that is, you know, I'm not saying it got to be spick and span sparkling and shit like that, but at least, you know what I'm saying, the house is decent, the same way you would want it when you come home. When you come home,
what
he's
saying is, he's saying it would be, but the kids would have cleaned it. He would make
you goddamn right. I'm not cleaning it.
That didn't mean shit
when we was growing up, and it ain't gonna mean nothing now. The kids was at school all day. Is you crazy?
I'm with you, sweetie. I am so with you. I mean, I'm with you on that whole scenario.
I just cannot believe it. I honestly, right now, I am lost for words. I've been talking, calling this show.
But wait a minute, hold on. What you're telling me is that I'm supposed to sit here and clean up this whole motherfucking house because you got to work 12 hours, and these kids supposed to sit there and do nothing?
No, I did not say that.
Because they went to school today?
That is some man shit. Y'all got selective hearing like a motherfucker. I say it that I do not expect for you to do it the way I would do it, or even the way the kids would do it. I'm not saying that. I mean, you know, I don't expect for you to go put on an apron and fucking walk around the house like Vincent. No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, but regardless, okay, the kids got
their
area.
The kids,
okay? But you've been off all day long. You couldn't do shit while the kids were gone, while I was gone. You just sat on your ass and expected for everyone else to come home and do what you could have done while you were there all day.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
At least a piece of it. At least a portion. Okay, here's my deal. All right, I'll give you this much. The kids got the rest of the house. You can't at least clean up our bedroom?
You know
what?
Hold on. I was snacking. I will clean up my bedroom. I can clean up the bedroom. I can't do that much. I can clean up the bedroom.
Okay, and now see, for me, if you can do at least that much, I don't have a problem with maintaining everything else. But you gotta be—you have to be willing to do something.
No, hold on. I mean every day.
I don't mean every day either. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. You know, we're grown people with kids. We work. You know what I'm saying? And ain't neither one of us.
The only reason I ain't gonna make the kids clean up the bedroom because there might be some shit in there that they don't need to see.
I'm so done.
I'm just saying. I've been calling this show for a year and a half. Never once. I mean, you said some, should I say, sexist or chauvinistic shit in all this time, but I have never taken you for the type of person who wouldn't do a goddamn thing around the house. I just can't believe it.
You know why I feel like I ain't got to do all that stuff? Yeah. One reason. Because
I whips pussy.
No, but I wish I had a button to push on your ass. Dude. Nigga, don't you know I will cut you? I'm going to get me a soundboard. I'm going to get you a sound bit.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Why? Do you feel that you are too good to clean up? Do you feel that... You are, I mean, Because I would have to think that if you were a single man and you lived on your own, you would have to do those things to yourself then. Why not share that responsibility once you're in a relationship with somebody?
If I got, once again, I think I said this earlier, but if I got to do all this, what the fuck I need you for?
I'm saying you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone, so why should I have to do it alone? Because you're
digging
me down? Do you know I can get dick from a person who cleans? Did you know that?
But it ain't like mine.
So?
He's in caveman days.
I mean, seriously, so?
Okay, well, if that's how you feel, then take your ass over there to that nigga that cleans. Take your ass to his little soft ass.
Why he got to be soft? Because he's responsible enough to clean up his own damn house.
Take your ass to his little soft ass.
Why is he soft?
What?
What makes him soft? A man who cleans is soft.
Because he's sitting there listening to you talking about go clean up the damn, you need to go clean the bathroom now.
I would never talk to you that way or anybody. I wouldn't demand you to do anything. I mean, this ain't that. I'm not a drill sergeant. I'm not going to try to be your sergeant. It's not like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying. You just putting a spin on it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. That's what you do. I ain't fucking with you. Where is Father Time? Shit.
Never thought y'all miss him, huh?
Yeah, because you know what? I just can't believe it. It's supposed to be me and him arguing about this shit. Not me and you. We supposed to be cool, man. We was cool.
I mean, come on. I mean, we are cool, but I mean, come on. I mean, it is what it is. Shit, I'm not finna sit there and lie to you. Those are my feelings towards it. I'm not finna sit there. I'm not finna cook. I'm not finna clean. Especially if we got kids. I'm not doing all that.
I mean, like, not.
So do you say this going in?
Yeah, I tell you that going in.
Okay, look, what if it's our anniversary and I had to work today? You're not going to, I can't come home to a candlelit meal for our anniversary.
Why in the fuck would you pick our anniversary to work?
How about I don't have a choice? I'm a nurse and I'm on call.
You know how to tell you need that day off.
You like that nurse money. You like that motherfucking nurse money. You ain't complaining and tripping when I brought you.
Evidently, you ain't spending it on me no way. You ain't spending it on me no way if you telling me that I got to go in there and clean up the motherfucking bathroom.
If I was sitting next to you right now, I would punch you. You know what? What's your phone number? I'm finna send you a punch through emoji.
I'm just saying, shit. Ms. Pimp, you don't like me no more?
It'll be a problem. Our relationship would be over. It would be a problem.
TB, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
How the hell am I the weak link? I'm the weak link if I'm sitting there listening to you telling me what the fuck I better do. That's when I become a weak.
No, but see, that's when, you know, you just took it, like, out the box, you know. I'm saying.
He knows.
You would share responsibility. And I just think he's just straight clowning because I'm quite sure.
Hello?
Oh, well, she dropped. She probably got a little irate and just.
I'm about to say, what?
You're quite sure
what?
Hey, let's get it straight. I did not drop her. She hung up on her
own. We were invested. We wanted to hear that. It was
waiting on the next word.
Hey, I did not hang up on her. Let's get that straight. I am not Father Time. I did not hang up on her. I wanted to hear what she had to say, too.
I don't know. You a little bit Father Time-esque tonight.
Man.
You got some all the time tendencies in this motherfucker.
I mean, I'm saying that's just like on Good Times. You ain't never see James cleaning up. You ain't never see James in the kitchen cooking.
Maybe at least once.
Oh, here we go. She back. She back.
Sprint sucks. Sprint
hey,
sucks.
For the record, I didn't hang up on you now. I didn't hang up on you.
Right. Yeah, I was talking my ass off, too.
All right, now what would you say? Because we actually want to hear what you got to say.
Man, I don't even remember. I was so busy cussing out Sprint. It was ridiculous.
Like I said, Jack, y'all ain't never seen James Evans cook. And he got fired from every job he ever had. Florida made sure. Florida gay.
Florida stayed at home.
Y'all move over now. Your daddy gotta eat his oatmeal. He might have got oatmeal every morning. But shit, he got his oatmeal, he got his coffee. And had his monkey tail up in the closet. Shit, when he died, what did she say?
Damn.
They missed that shit.
Lord kept her happiness at home. She has some grown ass kids, so that's a different thing than what we've been on. You know, that's different.
Man,
she's the homemaker.
Right.
Okay,
that's different.
You got teenage kids there. You really expect, I'm not washing no goddamn dishes.
Not a one?
Hell no.
All right, so it's just me and you. We don't have no kids.
Me and the woman will wash the dishes.
Damn right.
I better not have one damn dirty dish in my sink. That's the only thing I could say. You wash it. It's just that simple. Well, you better get you some paper plates.
I don't think I need to live with you.
It's
time for me to go.
Everything
in the house gonna be paper. Paper cup.
Goddamn right.
It don't matter.
We don't need to use.
And if that's what it do, then that's what it needs to do.
Plastic fork.
Look, we ain't even got towels in this motherfucker. We use baby wipes and moist
towels. Man, because I ain't fucking with me, that's what you're going to have to do. What we're going to be talking about
But no, you shit. You're going to have to supply that stuff.
Yeah, okay, you know what? And now when my boys come over and they be talking about, well, what happened to this pimp?
I kicked that country ass
right
in the cage.
Stop right there. You said when your
when my boys come
when
over.
Your boys come over. Oh, I nigga, no. Mm-mm.
So wait a minute. You
I'm not
to
playing host to the Moses. No.
I can't have company? You out your fucking mind. I can't have company?
So... and then I'm going to play hostess to the Moses? You crazy?
But you telling me I
and then they're going to be pissing on the floor and on the toilet, too? And
hold on.
I'm not supposed to clean that?
You're not answering my question. Are you telling me I can't have company? You telling me I can't have company?
I'm saying
that's
to you that we would have to do a together thing. We would have a big ass problem.
Because
if you ain't cleaning shit.
It's a yes or no answer. I can't have company.
You ain't bring nobody in the house that I got to pick up after. You ain't cleaning up after these motherfuckers. Don't bring them in my house. It's that simple.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Not give her the rock, though.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I'll be talking so crazy to your company, they wouldn't want to come over.
Okay, and as soon as you start talking crazy to my company, this is what you're going to hear.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell your ass off. You're not going to disrespect me.
See, we'd have a problem, Houston.
No, it's not.
You can't say take care of the house, however the hell I say to take care of it, on your terms, and you not giving shit. No, we have a problem.
First of all, I didn't say I wasn't giving shit. I'm providing. I'm providing. If you tell me, I'm providing too. You say what?
I'm providing too. So what are you saying?
Okay, but overall, I'm gonna be the one. I'm gonna feel like if I'm living with you, I'm gonna feel like okay, I gotta do this. I got to do this. So your money. When your money come in, you can keep the majority of your money.
Oh, really? Okay.
But see, you want me to do all that and work? I mean, and work at home and do, yeah, you better go your motherfucking ass home. As I'm slamming the door, I'ma tell you.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
I'm choking the fuck out the door.
We wouldn't live together. We wouldn't.
Hell
we couldn't.
No. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Tell me, I can't have no company.
I'm not cleaning up. I'm not cleaning after you. Your boys. I'm not doing that shit. No.
You say y'all gonna go together.
So what? Okay, what are you gonna
we
do?
We crazy than a thousand.
What are you gonna do?
What do you mean? What I wanna do?
What is your job then? Because you it's like what?
I'm going to work just the same as you do.
Honestly, you sound just as bad as me.
How do you figure?
How do you figure you don't?
Well. Here's the thing. You work, I work. Okay? So you just put that and keep the majority. The money issue is not even so much the problem. It's not the issue at all. You know what I mean? I mean, okay, you pay for the rent and I pay the electric and get the food or the little odd bills. Whatever it is that we decide on, then that's what it is. However, there's still other things under these four walls, like house cleaning. You know, just things, but that is something that you have to sit and, you know, communicate amongst each other. Now, I can't and I ain't and I won't. That's not part of it. That's not part of it. And so if you can't get past that, then there's no compromise in it. I can't fuck with you at all.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
You know? Mm-mm. It's not going to be conducive for a happy household for nobody.
Y'all going to be that couple that go together for 10 years and never moved in together. Yeah, we've been together. That's my man. Yeah, that's my woman. We don't live together. I can't live. But you better not fuck with that nigga, though.
All right.
Fuck that.
Oh,
man,
bitch, he's
a crazy
off
women. Bitch.
We just don't live together.
Mhm. I come visit. All that. I'll go hang out. Stay in each other's house.
Check this out. Now, once again, I got to reiterate that GenCityRadio.com is coming real soon. Like I said, we still in the development stages, and Lord knows, man. Trying to do your own website is a motherfucker. But, hey, check this out. I don't know if, you know, we ain't played these in a while, but I'm going to play this one. So, to just let y'all people know this type of shit that y'all going to have to hear when y'all get on the site. Because we're going to be doing shit.
Hey, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, this your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, what's going on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter? Then come on over to SinCity.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, and you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace.
At SinCityRadioShow.com, you ain't got to worry about that. You got to worry about that.
That was cute.
He is.
Oh, cute. That was cute.
We had one for the fellas, too. We had one for the fellas. Check it out. I'm going to play the one for the fellas, too.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What?
Oh, no. Don't pretend like you sleeping, because I knew you wasn't sleeping. I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My mama told me your ass was.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been caught up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCity.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They going to take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them. This shit.
Bye.
Shit. Fuck. God damn, that's my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck, shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
See? Once again. You ain't got to worry about that shit up. You ain't worry about that shit on SinCityRadioShow.com.
Wow.
Hey. I used to love them commercials. Those were some good hot commercials. That nigga said, that's why I'm fucking your friend. All right, Miss Pimp, check this out. All right, before this show's over, we got less than 15 minutes. We got to come to some type of mutual agreement here.
We can't.
We can't leave this show without some type of mutual agreement.
We can agree to disagree. You live wherever you're going to live at, and I'm going to be where I'm going to be at. We meet in the middle.
What's the problem?
The problem is you're not on this together thing. You're on this, living on this caveman shit, and I'm not with it.
So you really negotiate.
You was not. So we just have to agree to disagree. Like,
you feeling like you gotta have total say so.
No. I put it out there on the floor, open for negotiation, and you were just not willing to negotiate.
Wait a minute. What did you put out on the floor? Oh, you finna go clean his bathroom? You didn't put that's not a negotiation.
No. I said we. I just used the bathroom as an example.
It don't take two people to clean the bathroom.
I just put, okay, the living room, vacuum the floor, whatever, something. But you said no, nothing.
What's wrong with that?
Now. It'd be a problem, Houston. It'd be an ugly demonstration. Ugly demonstration. And you know what? If if I'm not happy, you're definitely not going to be happy. So I just think that it would be best that we, you know, we be cool living in two different households. Just that simple.
Okay. So, okay, let me ask you something. Now, here's a rule that I come by, that I don't know if it's just my rule, but I think every man should go by it. After sex, the after sex drink.
Huh?
So you feel that the after sex drink, you know, if you didn't have some good sex and you thirsty and he thirsty because y'all motherfuckers both, y'all went hard at each other, do you think that I should get up and go get the drink, or you should?
Oh, I wouldn't have no problem with it. Matter of fact, I would get it before the fact. When I have the Gatorade right there. You understand what I'm talking about? That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
See, that would get, hell, if it's good, hold on, if it's good, you want me to cure a full course, still damn it, I'll be. You understand what I'm saying? That's the kind of chick I am. But if we can't negotiate on simple stuff like chores or house cleaning, we got a problem. Can't talk about the dog.
Hold on now. You said that if I throw it down right, you ain't got no problem with, you would go fix me a four-course meal. Why you can't go clean up the bathroom?
Okay. Before you even talk about all that extra, see, that's extra. You know, that's extra. But you have to undress the mind before you get to the drawers first. And I'm saying, if my mind is not satisfied, the pussy is not. The pussy is not going to get wet. That's what I'm saying. It's just that simple.
So what? The pussy ain't gonna get wet because I didn't clean up the bathroom.
Are you stuck on the whole bathroom?
You got a mental.
You got to participate.
You sitting here looking.
And mommy's happy. Daddy's definitely gonna be happy.
Clean up the bathroom. Yeah. Okay.
Baby, if mommy's not happy, daddy's never gonna be happy. Not under the same household. And it's just that simple. And you're not willing to negotiate? We couldn't hang. We could not live under the same roof at all. So, we're going to close this night out. Can we have to revisit this? I don't know. A month from now.
Hold on. See, there you go being on that bullshit. How you going to close my show out? We going to close the show.
No,
I'm saying.
No, I'm saying that we're not going to come to a resolution today. That's the only thing I'm saying.
I mean, okay. All right, okay. Janine, what do you think? Well, we almost at the end of the show. What is your take on this?
Well, everybody has their own perspective on what they can deal with. That's something she can't deal with. Now, other people on the other hand, you know, it might not bother them for something like that.
Okay. All right.
I don't have no problem with that.
Somebody raised you right.
Oh, slap yourself.
And I work all day, and I come home, and I'm not saying I cook every day, but if it was a day where, and this is the way I do things, if it's a day that I work late or something like that, and I wouldn't expect him to cook anything. Now, if I got a grown daughter sitting at the house, yeah, she's been sitting there all day, I would expect her to cook something. But, and if nobody's there, if it's just me and him or something like that, I would call and be like, you want me to pick something up?
My first mind wouldn't be, did you take out that chicken and cook it? That's not the first thing that comes to my mind.
Somebody raised you right. Look and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I'm not going to go so far as to say that I expect, or I demand for you to do this, that, or the other. I would hope that, that we together and we doing this together, that at some point or another, you pitch in. I'm of the mindset that we all have a role and a position, and if I'm being chauvinistic about it or whatever, housework, that's woman's work. And besides that, I'm probably not going to be satisfied with the way you did it anyway, so, I'm not going to say that I have expectations or I expect for the house to be clean when I come home or I expect for dinner to be done. But it would be nice if, every once in a while I could come home to a meal too.
Okay. Now, Ms. Pimp, I'm glad that you didn't start calling the show. I love that you started calling the show. I love hearing your perspective on things, but I got to tell you, tonight,
what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
I got to tell you that.
Oh, I think you got a touch of retardation, man.
A touch of retardation.
I do want to let you know, what you need to stop doing is putting everything on your dick, okay? Because your dick ain't going to be there forever. We all get out
there. Watch your mouth, son.
Yeah, I do have to agree with
that. You gotta know that she loves you.
I have to agree with that because it's like, shit, if my pussy can only get me so far, you gotta know that your dick can only get you so far. So, it's another chick out there with some pussy. It ain't gonna be like mine because she ain't me. You know what I'm saying? And it's another nigga out there with some dick. It ain't gonna be like yours because he ain't you. But, it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
I'm sorry. Was you saying something?
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
We could talk about that on another show. I was just saying.
I'm gonna tell you like you tell people, okay? You can go to hell, okay? That's what you can do.
That's all I'm saying.
No goodness.
What? All right, y'all. We got to get up out of here. We're going to get up out of here early because Miss Pimp needs to go in there and clean up that damn bathroom.
Get on. And you need to pick up your mayonnaise off the couch, for real.
Okay.
So
that's nasty.
I'm going to start with Janine. You got any last words for Janine?
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to y'all. I had a good time, and I will be here next week.
That's what's up. Look at Stowe. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, this was a real good show. I needed that. I had a stressed out, fucked up day. Yeah, and I love my Tuesday and Wednesday nights. I'll be back next week.
That's what's happening. Last but not least, that Miss Pam.
I swear, I first came on the show on your 4th year anniversary. And I've been hearing about this show for a couple of years, but I'm so hooked on Phonics right now. that I'm here without question or fail with Bells every week, Tuesdays and Wednesday, and I bring somebody with me every week because this is just ridiculous. I got something to do this time, so, and this is what it is. Y'all make my whole day. I look forward to Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
That's what's up, and I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. And whoever you brought on the show, whether they say nothing or not, we appreciate them being on there listening to us, too. So whoever it is, thank you for being on the show with us. So y'all know how we do it. It's the same thing. Next week we're going to do the same thing. And before we get out of here, I got to tell Ms. Pimp, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're on board. And I hope you keep coming back every week, but I got to tell you.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
And we out of here. See y'all.
Good night.